All right, BradCooney.com. I'd like to welcome to the show singer-songwriter Apollo Liberace. What is up, bro?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I appreciate you. We're looking forward to talking to you, man. So I appreciate you joining the show. All right, so let's get into this. Now, before we get into your latest single and your latest project, tell my listeners a little bit out there about you. There's a lot to talk about, so try to wrap it up in a somewhat brief synopsis, because you got a lot of cool stuff we'll get into during the interview. But when did you first start making music, and like, how did that start?
I first started singing in the church when I was around 6 years old, and I recorded my first song at that 10 years old in the studio. So wow. Ever since then, I've been making music for almost 15, 20 years now.
Now, you had some pretty cool success early in your career. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, just working. My mom ended up moving to South Korea. She got stationed there. She was in the Air Force before she retired, and I ended up stationed over there, and I was still making music, so I got to be involved in a lot of great opportunities over there that ended up getting me signed to a label that was affiliated with Def Jam South Korea. So that was the first record deal I signed in my career. Well, I was about 15, 16 years old, and I signed a deal with Def Jam South Korea. So it was a great experience living over there for 2 years and working. And, yeah, it's a good foundation for where I am today, for sure.
Now, was you a solo artist when you signed with Def Jam? Because I know I read about you was also with a group. So it's okay. So there's two separate. That's two separate journeys right there. You had the solo thing.
Exactly.
Early. Gotcha. So let's talk real briefly about the solo artist journey when you did sign with Def Jam. How long were you signed with them? And like, did you do touring and stuff under the label?
Yeah, I was signed to them for 3 years. I did touring, a bunch of big shows, and all kind of things. If I didn't have to go back to the U.S. With my family, I would stay with them a lot longer and been able to do more things. I toured with G-Unit, actually, Far East Asia Tour. I did shows out there with, like, Pitbull.
Wow.
I did a lot of big shows with, like, just break dancers. Dancing is real big in Korea, so just a bunch of shows at different huge venues, like thousands and thousands of people. So I remember signing autographs for hours after the shows.
Wow. And
it was an amazing experience, honestly. And the Korean hospitality is unmatched. Like, before every show, the promoters would take me out to eat, like, and take care of me and my whole family. Like, yeah, it was an amazing experience.
That's phenomenal. Now, you said your mom was a musician too? Was she into music?
My mom loves music, but it was my father that was he was my manager.
Okay.
Worked in Korea around that time.
Did they see the talent? Because obviously you're very talented, and to be getting signed with major labels like that at such a young age, obviously, you know, the music industry, as you know, is very saturated. And it's difficult to separate yourself and get over the top, you know what I mean? There's so many people competing. So what was it about you that made you get that early success like that?
I believe it was because my sister was already making music before me. She sung like gospel songs and things like that, and did a lot of big shows in that area. But so already, and I performed with her, so I, at a young age, I kind of knew what it was like to be on stage and have us different things like stage presence and learning from other people and just visit on that. So I believe because of that, I developed a lot faster in music than most people would probably.
Did you know early that this is what you're going to do with your life? Like early, you knew right away? Was there
100%? Yeah. 100%. My favorite thing to do was just make music, and I love playing basketball. But around middle school, my dad would always say, you know, just stick to something, and if you want to do something, put your all into it. So I decided, like, to pursue music probably.
Yeah, man.
Full time. And knew I wanted to do this for the rest of my life at around.
That's amazing, man.
13.
13 years old. Yeah, and a lot of people don't find their, like, look, man, I was 30 years old before I really hit my groove. You know?
Yeah, 100%.
That's really cool. It's really amazing. Now, were you like, did you do talent shows and stuff in school?
Oh yeah, I did talent shows. Even outside of talent shows, I probably performed at every hole in the wall in any city I was in. Just trying to get better and learn more and perfect my craft.
So then you have this group called Minus Gravity. I was fascinated when I was reading about you, and I got your file. I started reading. I was like, look at this cat, man. He's got some really, really impressive resume here. I was like, really impressed. So I started reading.
All right, still going, still trying to build it up.
Yeah, man, you ain't even stopped. You're still doing your thing. And so Minus Gravity was a group that signed with Capitol Records.
Yes, sir. It's a group I started. We were all from San Antonio, Texas. And before I went to Korea, I already lived there. So one of the guys that was in the group was somebody I've known since middle school. So when I got back to Korea, we had already been like the only ones making music in middle school. So I started a group and then added one more guy to it. And we went to L.A., kind of just slept in a truck for 4 years. And then it paid off. We ended up signing at Capitol Records.
So... All right, so let's get into that just a little bit, and then we'll move into your current stuff. So, you signed with Capitol Records. What year was this, and how old were you about when that happened?
That was 2018.
So it's not that long ago.
Probably like 22. Yeah, no, not at all. We were with Capitol probably 2 years.
So, all right, so what happened? So you put out some records with them?
Yeah, we put out a few records. I just felt like it was time. We had other offers that we declined from other labels, but it was like a time to just, I felt like it was, the deal they gave us was a really, really put together well for us, you know. Yeah. I felt like it was time for us to just hop inside the label just to get a feel of what the building was like at Capitol Records and, you know, just... Like everything with me is just a learning curve, so it was just more of learning the inside of the building and seeing the structure of paying attention to how everything worked at the label. And you know, things didn't work well, but we still have a good relationship, really good relationship with Capitol and everybody there.
Yeah, it's good.
It was just I just felt like it was time for us to do something else and you know take what we learned there and capitalize off of that.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Unfortunately,
to me.
I feel like after that, the other two guys in the group kind of, not gave up, but I could tell it affected them in a way when they were, I guess, losing hope. And I was trying to make them live out what my whole dream was the whole time. So I felt like it was time for me to veer off and put it all on my own shoulders, so if anything fails or succeeds, it's all on me, and that's how I rather like it. How I would like it anyway.
I've made a lot of decisions in my life based on intuitive feel. You know, there's just a feel you get, like, you know what, I think it's time to flip chapters here.
And 100%.
Yeah, I think that's, I'm guessing, but I think that's kind of where you hit. You hit like a crossroad, you looked around, you just had that feel.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I go off feelings and...
Yep. All right.
What
cool.
I feel
so
like I'm moving towards.
Yeah, man. You know, the other guys would be fine. Everybody, they'll land on their feet and, you know, and find their own way. I mean, it happens a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into your latest project. I listened to the song, I watched the video, A+ on both of those, dude. I really enjoyed
the song
a lot, man. We'll get into the song a little bit, and the video was fantastic. I'm into cinematography, so I love the lighting. I like that part of the videos too.
So we put a lot of emphasis on the lighting.
I can tell right away. Yeah, I can tell right away. So let's talk about the song first. It's called "If I Said I Had the Answers, Would You Listen?"
Yes.
I love a lot about this song, and I love your you have diversity in your voice. Right? I mean, you can hit, you have that not acapella, falsetto. You can hit that falsetto, and then you get into the song. Tell me the backstory first, so the listeners can know what the song's about if they haven't heard it.
The song is just about, you know, kind of a love story, you know. It's just talking about how the bad side, not the bad sides of it necessarily, but what you have to go through to maintain a relationship and the work it really takes. And it's not always great, but it's like who you're willing to just be able to go through things with her, argue with, and picking that person to go through those things with. So the main lyrics are, so cry alone, or you could cry with me if you want to, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. So we all go through things in relationships, but I feel like being in a long-term relationship is choosing who you're willing to argue with every day, if that's the case.
Now, talk about the music behind the lyrics. Like who produced it? Is it a sample, a beat? Who created the music part of it?
It was produced by a young guy back in Texas. Actually, I had the beat for probably 10 years now, but
oh, wow.
I ended up really just going back to that time and doing the song in the studio. So recently, so I probably 6 months ago, I ended up just doing the actual song. I had the beat for a while.
Yeah. You know what? I've had other artists on my show before that have like shelf beats, and then like years later they break it back out and it turns into a great song. You know,
it's like, yeah, and I usually don't do that. It ended up working out this time.
That's good, man. You know, it's good. All right, so let's get to the video real quick, because again, I just mentioned the video is really good. And so then, okay, so the girl, that's your girl in real life, right? Wolves, is that her? Is that
yeah.
Okay. So
yeah, exactly.
What I liked about the video, you can tell that you guys have a legit relationship also, because the chemistry was fire in that video.
Oh, appreciate it. I wanted it to come across as real, and you know, a lot of the emotions in there were authentic, and then that helped out a lot. Honestly, I didn't know I was going to do the video to that song, but I knew I wanted to shoot something and release it on my birthday back in February. Mm-hmm. And I was just going through songs, and I played that one, and it felt perfect. And it was right before Valentine's Day we shot it, so
oh, wow.
I just messaged her, and she was down to do it, so it turned out perfect. And I feel like you could see all of those real emotions and
moods into it. That's what's nice about it, because it's like you don't have an actor in front of you where you have to like act like you're into them. You're actually in love.
Yeah,
you're actually
exactly.
Your love for real. So it's like, you know, this is easy. This is like easy peasy, right? You know?
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
And this is the first time she's done a video? This is her first time?
Yeah.
She's like a natural.
Oh, yeah. She's multi-talented, for sure.
Yeah, I can tell. And the video has...
She's an artist herself.
Yeah, you know, I she looks artsy. She does. She has that look to her, too. She's very beautiful. I mean, she's a beautiful girl, and she comes off on the camera very well. And the chemistry was there. It was really a great video. So, good
Thank
stuff
you.
On that, man. So the video, I looked, it's got like 85,000 views. It's pretty strong, because it ain't been up too long.
Oh, nice. I haven't looked at it lately. That's better than the last time I looked at it.
Yeah, man. It's 85,000, and it's really hasn't been up that long, so that's a really strong number.
Let's go. Let's get to 100.
There you go. Everybody out there listening, you got to hit the video up and make sure you like it.
For subscribe.
Sure. Like, subscribe, and share. That's for sure. All right, so at the end of the song, at the very end of the song, that's you, right? The rapping that little outro?
Yeah, that's me. I did a little freestyle towards the end.
Oh, you freestyled that?
Yeah, I just added it last minute. I just go for it. So someone just told me to just add it real quick. I was in the studio already vibing, and I just added it last minute.
I actually like it because it's an unexpected change. You know what I mean? I wasn't prepared for a little outro rap. It works good. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep. All right. So it's doing pretty good on Spotify. And spins. It's getting good. It's getting good views. Good listens.
Yeah. It's probably about the same as the YouTube, or
nice.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Just on Spotify, and Apple Music's doing its thing too. So
I'm
proud of it. For a last minute release, you know, it was received really well.
That's
that made
great.
Me feel good.
That's
Before
true.
I get into this next release, probably in a week, I believe.
Now, that song is called Paradise. Is that what you're talking about?
That's called Paradise, yes, sir.
Okay, great segue. So that's what I was getting to next. So let's talk about the song Paradise. Now, this is going to feature Tyler Yahweh. Did I say that right? Yahweh?
Yeah, Tyler Yahweh. You said it right.
Now, and this person's collabed with some big-name people. So let's talk about that. How'd you hook up with her? and talk about Paradise. Like, if you, whatever you can. I know it's not released yet, but tell us what you can.
Oh yeah, no, he's somebody I know for probably 9 years now, and just
okay. So Tyler's a guy. I got that wrong. I thought it was a girl. Tyler's a guy.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, no, all that. He's a guy.
Cool, cool.
He signed with Dre London, which is Post Malone's manager.
Wow.
So he has a lot of tracks with Post Malone. One release with, yeah, he has tracks with everybody. Chris Brown, Gunna, DaBaby, like. You know, he signed an epic, but he's just really one of my good friends. We talk almost every day.
Yeah.
You know, we encourage each other, bounce ideas off each other. So we're probably gonna follow up this single with a probably 4 or 5 track EP that'll be out this summer also.
That would be sick if you can get him to collab in a video with you.
Oh, the video's gonna be out on the 26th.
Is he gonna be in it too? We're gonna see him?
Will you? Yeah.
Oh, dope.
On the 26th, it'll be out. It'll be out everywhere on the 26th.
Yeah, that's going to be one that's going to be fire right there, man.
Oh, no, that video is probably even better than the last one. Oh, well, I think it is, you know.
Now, did you meet him while you were doing your thing?
Set that one up.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, it's cool. There's like a little delay, and that's why I think we're stepping on one another.
no worries.
Yeah, there's like a little delay. It's kind of weird. So he's going to be in the video. Did you meet him when you were like with Capital and other, like, did you meet him in the music industry while you were doing your thing?
Actually, I met him before any of that. We just ended up running into each other. And before, my group's name was Minus Gravity. We went by BDS. And he actually stopped us on the street and was like, yo, BDS. And he was like, hey, I rock with y'all's music.
Mm.
And that's how we became friends ever since. So
wow,
yeah, we were there, and it was just kind of a natural thing before either. We were already making music, but that was before either of us really kind of caught a major break. And we ended up signing to Capitol, and probably a year later, he ended up signing to Epic Records, which he's still with Epic.
Wow. I wasn't going to ask this, but it just popped in my head while I was listening to you. Because you have really had some success in the industry, and again, like we were talking about earlier, it's not easy. It's not easy to get to where you are. Obviously, you're still wanting to go even further. But there's artists out there that are just caught up in the, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's like a millions and millions of fish in the oceans. But
for sure,
you know. So what's some advice you could give somebody out there who's just, you know, really trying to make this music thing work for them?
Oh, you know, it's a bunch of things, honestly. It takes a lot more talent or just work. It's just a combination of anything. It could be right place, right time.
Yeah.
But I would just say, make sure you're authentic to yourself. Don't make music just because you think it's what people want to hear right now. Don't do it because you think this sort of sound is popular and you just want to emulate that. Mm. I would say just be true to yourself and also do it for the right reasons, not for the money or like most people, girls or whatever the case, fame or whatever the case may be, or whatever comes with this. I would just say do it because you really enjoy it at first. It's no problem with wanting to make money doing it, but I feel like the money comes if you truly believe in what you're doing. You're doing it for the right reasons.
That's great advice, and I agree. I think the authenticity is really big. Be authentic. Don't be fake.
100%, especially now in the time right now, since it's such a microwave, turning into such a microwave industry. But the real artists are always rise to the top.
Yeah,
I believe at least.
And you know, you also said something else that makes a lot of sense. There is, in most cases, there's a little bit of luck involved. There's a little bit.
100%.
Yeah, man. You know? Absolutely.
Yeah, even if it's luck you created on your own, you never know what the what the case may be. Just got to keep your head down, work, not worried about what anybody else is doing. Have faith in yourself. And,
yeah, man.
Just keep going.
Yep. All right, a couple more things, I'll let you go. So I also, when I was researching you mentioned something about maybe wanting to drop an EP along the way here. Is that still in the plans?
Yeah, for sure. Me and Tyler have an EP most likely dropping together, probably June or July, around the same. There's a show I'm on that'll be out on MTV, I believe, in July with my friend Chanel West Coast. She used to be on Ridiculousness, and she got her own show on MTV, and I'm most of the episodes with her. She's a real good friend. Matter of fact, I'm meeting her later. Me and my girl are meeting her later for dinner with her and her guy. You know, she's a really good friend, so her show will be on MTV, and then I believe it's streaming on Paramount Plus after that. So,
tell me the name of the show again. What's the name of the show?
It's a working title still.
So this is pre-production.
Yeah, exactly. So she'll know in probably the next few weeks. Honestly,
that's good stuff, man. Yeah,
around that time, I believe me and Tyler will be having an EP will be dropping around that time, around the same time the show comes out.
Ah, man, well, you got my number, so just shoot me a text when it comes out so I can blow that up for you. I got like
100%. I appreciate that. Yeah, man. We'll have to get another call in, bro.
Yeah, man. I got like 50,000 social media followers. It's not like millions like some people do, but I got a pretty good
one. That's a lot, though.
Not bad. It's not bad. I can get you out, get some people on your show and your music for sure. We'll do that. Well, I'll do that with this interview. I'll share it everywhere on Threads, Instagram, everywhere.
Appreciate that.
All right, man. Last thing I got for you, because I'm a guitar player myself, and I read that you play a little guitar also.
Just a little. I'm actually in the process of learning guitar at the moment, so just taking it day by day.
Yeah, it's a great guitar. It's a great instrument. It really is.
Man, it's amazing.
I think you'll enjoy it. All right, man, let's wrap this up, man. I had a great time talking to you. Super, super talented. Thank you for your time also. Yeah, brothers. So before we wrap it up, though, tell everybody out there where they can follow you on your social media, where they can get your music, if you have a website or merch or anything like that, man. The mic is yours.
Just Apollo Liberace on everything. APOLLOLIBERACE. Spotify, Apple Music, Instagram, everything. Hit me up. If you want to talk to me, hit me on Instagram or DM. I always respond to anybody that want to talk about music or have any questions about music. So hit me up. I'm everywhere. I'm Apollo Liberace.